Blog Talk Radio.
Varsity Music. Emax the Image. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. You hear the harp strings that play behind me. That means royalty. We built a legacy. All hail Caligula. Leave that fool alone. He settled for Rome. The whole world's a throne. Armor of God, plus a flaming sword. Shield of justice for this overlord. Commercial rapper will never be a match. I built this empire. It was built from scratch. I came. I saw. I conquered. We do it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We do it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We do it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We do it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. When I first started, they laughed at me hard. But I made the news. Blessed with awards. Black on black crime. We're on the front line. For Trayvon, 137 times. From Blog Talk to Voice It, I run through. You're electrifying, you'll still lose. 5,000 saw me rap at CSU. Faith, hope, and love event. Where were you? I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. The Conqueror. Thanks those with Dynasty. Tech Record, Silk, EP, SOTC. Hood Tunes Radio. Live at the Foundry. Covering Squish Fam CD release. Where's the Beef sequel? Giving interviews. That's right, we covered OPN 2. We post videos showing we run this. November 5th, huh? Remember Ernest Smith.
I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. We doing it. We doing it. What? 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 We doing it.
Wouldn't you like to see it? You know, wouldn't you like to see it again?
Yes, we definitely are doing it once again. I'm enjoying myself. I would just like to start off and say, what a nice way to start the show off with. Hey, it's Olympics time, so you know we had to go and pull out the song. It's a championship-style song. It's called Conquered off of the Sheriff CD. That one was produced by Black House Sounds. The album was, as a whole, but that particular track, Conquered, was produced by Emax the Image. Emax the Image produced that one, Conquered. And, wow, got a couple of people on the phone lines, and that's a beautiful thing. For those who don't know already, let's do this officially. Let you know that you're listening to Al Porter, M-A-N, in the street, chapter 5, verse 32, man in the street. Man is an abbreviation, acronym for Music Activism News. And the number that you can call in, for those who are listening online, is 646-478-0944. I just have three quick disclaimers to give. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I will listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, that's all right. Stay silent. You don't have to hang up on me. We'll be there, and we'll place you right back on hold so you can continue to listen. Wow, 216-804-216-209. I'll be getting to you all shortly. Give me about two more minutes as I get a chance to give you the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Wow, I had a lot of debuts on this one. Caught me off guard. Number 10. Uh-oh, do we have that Black on Black Crime Incorporated spaghetti dinner coming up with some entertainment and other stuff happening? I think we do. Number 9. Black Man's Army CD Movement Music. And it's Movement Music Volume 1, 15,500 plus. Heard it on the bus. YouTube video to go with it, Black Man Army from Sheriff Kilroy. Wow, number 8, debut, Urban Survival. More on them later on. Number 7, Suave Gotti, Suave Report EP. Number 6, Black Odyssey. Getting artists involved with radio, radio appearances, video shoots, thousands of YouTube views. Number 5, Thank You Jesus, CCR2, Black House Sounds video shoot. More on that in just a little bit later. Number 4 will debut Pastor Gamble. Wow, they had a nice special service. More on that in just a little while. Number 3, Huff Festival Parade. More on that later on. Number 2, the debut, the Latino Festival Parade. More on that later on. Number 1, the debut, Bismarck. Keith Shockley? Wait a minute. Keith Shockley was in the house alongside Bismarck? Wait a minute. Bismarck wasn't beatboxing, but he was doing hip-hop? And called Tricky Dick. As well as the fact that they were at the House of Blues. More on that in just a little bit. I don't want to leave the people on the phone line hanging, so I'll just say real quick, if you can, Mondays, 7 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, www.newstalkradio.com. You have the Tomahawk Radio Chief Network. And I'm going to say, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show on voiceofradio.com, which airs Thursdays at 3 p.m. Man, those shameless plugs or something else. I'm going to 216-804, 216-804. How are you this evening?
Hello, Mr. Porter. Just tuning in to see what's up tonight. And I'm sitting back relaxing. Yes.
Well, how are
you
doing?
Whoever. I'm doing fine, and they know whoever that's calling because they know not to call from 9 to 10.
You did.
Thank you. Hang in there.
You do the same, and thank you so much.
You're right, because they know better. I've told them. Thank you.
I'm glad you feel the same way I do. Thank you so much.
Yes. You're welcome. Yeah.
All right. Please feel free to hold a line. And, you know, I appreciate all the people who do call in. And before I go to the 216-209, I'm just feeling great. Let me just say, I want to give, since we started off and I started off talking about Olympics and everything like that, wow, I want to give the Urban Olympics Award. Hey, it's the Olympics. Humor me a little bit. I want to give the Urban Olympics Award to none other than Urban Survival. And I'm going to tell you why. They get the gold medal. They gave out school supplies in such a large mass. When I went to the photos and heard and saw certain things, I saw Eastside with them, MC Brains, G Ice from 216 Radio. I think 216 Radio still airs Saturdays, and that's Saturdays at WCSB.org, 89.3 FM, Saturdays midnight, Cleveland Standard Time. So to see G Ice down there, MC Brains, to see Donna M. Corey, who's running for judge, to see the police happily giving out those school supplies, I just thought it was very nice, as well as Black Nile. And it was a beautiful thing. So I want to give a shout out to them. I also want to let people know real quick that I just enjoy you all being a part of the program. And while I'm talking about things, I'll throw out there Art McCoy Radio Show, which is on Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. And now I can go and see what's going on with 216-209. How you doing out there?
Oh, I'm great, Brother Al. I'm so great. Man, there's so much going on with Black Odyssey. I just want to thank all of the fans, viewers, listeners, people who support. And we do support other people here in this town, as you already know. I just want to put out a little bit of people who follow this. Keep praying. It's now at 600 views. It's closing in on that 1,000 real soon. And Stolen Dreams, which is another song that a lot of people heard through this network, that is pushing 1,200. I would expect 1,200 within another day or so with Stolen Dreams. So thank everybody for that. I just dropped a mixtape called Reality Music, and that's well over 1,000 views already. It's closing in on 2,000 views, and I dropped that on the 2nd. So I want to thank everybody for that. And that's on GetRightMusic.com. You can go put in GetRightMusic.com/Reality Music Black Odyssey. That's BLAQODESSY. It should come up. All our projects that's on Get Right should come up. Man, it's just so much going on. Shout out to Black House Sounds. Keep making positive music. I appreciate that. I mean, I appreciate anything positive going on in our community. I do got a question, Al. They're not trying to disrupt the hip-hop workshop after, you know, all the things that went on with the director down there, is it?
Right now, it didn't. As a matter of fact, I've decided to, if creator willing, push so far for the workshop to do something extra special to show how much that we really do care and need him. So it looks like it was going to be on the 13th, but it looks like we already had pushed it back to go on and push for it to be on something like the 27th, if available. One of those two rooms are available. We plan on having it on the 27th of this month and just dedicate it to Dr. Williams and for what he's done, and even give out some awards to some other people, because we just have some things coming up and we have to keep that man in mind. So our thing is to be preventative. It very well could disrupt things, and I'm not going to say it wouldn't. It very well could disrupt things in the future, and that's the one thing that we're doing our best to circumvent, rather than sit around like the grasshopper, and then when things start getting cold, it's like, hey, what happened? You're just frozen dead while everything else is buried deep, enjoying the fruits of their labor.
Right, and that's all understood, and that was my concern when I heard about his past, and I didn't want to see anything be destroyed with the program because it's a platform.
And I thank you so much. Like I say, I really thank you for that, and I hope and pray that all the members of the board continue to realize that, not just go to one meeting, but continue to work together from the advisory board to all others. So I just thank you for those thoughts, brother. And again, man, congratulations on your hard work paying off, and may people definitely check out the CD as well as continue to pump up the videos. And again, the information on the CDs and the videos are?
You can start with Black Odyssey, BLAQODESSY. Hit the Google for that, and you'll see YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, even Instagram. And then you can get our music on GetRightMusic.com and put in Black Odyssey, BLAQODESSY.
Thank you once again, and just hold the line. I think you'll like some of the things that you hear.
I sure will.
All right. As a matter of fact, before I go to the 216-410 phone number, which I will be getting to shortly, okay, I just want to let people know, if you choose, you can check out the Kicking It with Kim, MyLoudRadio.com, Monday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. I also want to throw out there, for those who don't know, it's the BlackOnBlackCleveland.com That's the website for Black on Black Crime Incorporated. You can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period, profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can also go to shoutcast.com, type in Hood Tunes Radio. That's Hood Tunes Radio, 24 hours a day, music, entertainment. I'm glad my man Emac set it up like that. And as I look at things, I just want to say, for those online, thank you, Jesus. Capital after thank you, Jesus. So you spell thank you, Jesus, correctly. Got everything, like the capital T and then the H-A-N-K, space, Y-O-U, space, capital J-E-S-U-S, capital CCR, number 2 on YouTube. Check out Black House Sound, Endo Dub Sack, Joseph Motley Jr., affiliates like myself, Mr. Milligrand on the verses. It was nice at the video to see also in that video Mama Porter, Legacy's Mom, to see Youth, to see Down Solid Entertainment, to see Brother Bang, and in the video that was filmed on location is Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Survivors and Victims of Tragedy Headquarters. And we were done in 30 minutes. Why? I think it helped because we knew our lyrics. We came dressed, had to rehearse, because time is money. Just like going to a recording studio. If you don't know your words or you're writing on the fly, it costs you cash, money, to the B-I-double-L bill. Hit it, but I'm not going that far back. But anyway, I just want to say, but that was the old Jimmy Spicer, but never mind. I'm telling my age too much. But the thing is, when you do those things the correct way, then it makes it very easy for the crowd to come in and look and say, wow, this was entertaining. We'll go back to anything else that you're doing. And I know that Black Odyssey knows what it is because they have to deal with those video shoots under the same things, and to make it professional, they have to make sure that the people come in with the right frame of mind and right attitude. With that being said, I'm going to see what's going on with the 216-410. 216-410, how you doing out there? So I take it 216-410, you call to listen? And we can appreciate that. See, that's why I kind of give those warnings that plan on saying anything. I'll probably come to the phone line anyway just to see how you're doing and what's on your mind for the simple fact I really want to know what's on your mind. I might go back to that 216-410 phone number just to see what's happening, get them into something. But I did want to do one thing before I go into a story and then play a song. I just wanted to say rest in peace to Representative Steve LaTourette. He passed away last Wednesday at age 62. He had a 2-year battle with pancreatic cancer. Now, he spent 18 years, 1995 to 2013. He represented, you know, he was representative of Ohio's 14th congressional district, including all of Lake, Geauga, and Ashtabula counties, and was known for being a Republican who would work with others across the aisle. Now, people might say, what's the big deal? Well, people might not know, but he fought in 2005 to save 12,500 jobs in the Defense, Finance, and Accounting Services Office in Cleveland downtown. He said, forget about if it's downtown Cleveland, if it's in Cuyahoga or not. These are jobs. And he was for saving jobs wherever, even out of his area. He also was one of a few Republicans to vote no on defunding public radio. And I remember when they had all that noise, I just didn't know it was one of our own people who got up there and fought. And when I say ours, I mean across the line Republican-wise, and actually voted and said, no, we can't defund that. Public radio should still be public radio, public access, so people can hear what's going on. And he refused to go against that. He worked with Dennis Kucinich, who was our former mayor of Cleveland. He worked with him daily down in Congress when Dennis Kucinich made that transition down there. And LaTourette leaves behind a wife and 6 children. I also want to, since I did get that out the way, I want to definitely take the time and say that I find it very interesting. And that before I go and do anything else, I think I know one of those things that I'll probably play later on. But I do want to put out there that Kathy Rae Coleman, the Cleveland Municipal Court, she's in Cleveland Municipal Court tomorrow, 9 a.m. with Judge Lauren Moore, 14A, for a pretrial. And then on August 17, 2016, Judge Joseph D. Russo, Cuyahoga County Court, 9 a.m., 22D is his courtroom. And she's requesting citizens and activists to be there to keep watch, and also she wants to thank the activists. Her main concern was she was wearing an ankle bracelet, but she said that the reason they picked her up within 10 hours of her release, she refused to wear a wire or anything or a monitor to go around other activists and keep tabs on them. So a lot of us are watching out, and for those who don't know, she is the person who started the Imperial Women Coalition, and she's ClevelandUrbanNews.com, the largest minority newspaper in the state. So I guess she could take that type of big risk after all. You know something? I see 216-209 chime back in for something, so I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to, before I make any more announcements, go to any stories, I'm going to just grab this one track because of the numbers it's reaching, and I'll be right back after this.
Yeah. Stolen drink.
Cannon.
Uh-huh. People steal your drink.
Don't let them steal your drink.
Anybody can.
Yeah.
You steal your drink, stolen truth.
All the time of the time. Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight.
It's a dream, so.
Yeah.
What a sad face.
Red and blue, not people. Yeah. Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight. Lord help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here is so mean. You can't let the devil steal your dream. So dream. Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight. Lord help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here is so mean. You can't let the devil steal your dream. So dream. As I write this passage, my mental thoughts be food for these youngsters. They life in dumpsters, searching for suppers. Too many Christine mothers. Love and laughter is the answer, but niggas blind. Used to dirt, filth, and slime. Dodge it one time. It's burning in the beast's belly. Come take a ride on the side where enemies collide. Crab mentality, evil fatality. Wars in the night over hard white. The hood is full of crooks and thieves. Your own brother can make you bleed. Little mama was an angel till her halo turned black. Now she smoke crack. Her boyfriend turned her out to that situation where girl meet boy. Now she hooked on the boys. Another victim in the hood turned crack fiend. Lost in the stolen dream.
Damn. Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight. Lord help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here so mean. You can't let the devil steal your dream. So dream. Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight. Lord help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here so mean. You can't let the devil steal your dream. So dream.
Niggas ain't fucking with the team. Haters got me ducking from my dreams. That's called my toast. Nights on my knees, Bible on my bedpost. Kisses on my forehead from my dead folk. The leg close. Yeah, nigga, my pencil sharp. See it and take notes. I know the bread close. I can feel it in my heart. Yeah, the beat song. My heat strong. Yeah, nigga, that's Cleveland song. No tough talk. My niggas keep me strong like a Jesus song. Hoping I can find the day when the evening's gone. And it came to stone. I pray the weak get strong. Stand on your feet and stay grown. I pray you strong. And I'm staying in the hood. Even when I'm going for good. Generation of the misunderstood. If only we could. Smell the fire burning through the wood. When we stand with candles in hand.
Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight. Lord help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here is so mean. You can't let the devil steal your dream. So dream.
Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight. Lord, help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here so mean, you can't let the devil steal your dream. So dream.
Something. I'm looking at the phone lines that are up here, so I'll tell you what we'll do. I'm just looking at the 216. All these ones are up here. I see 216-209. Looks like a return phone call. 216-417, and then we'll get back to that 216-410 to see if they change their mind, if there's something they might want to be able to say. But in the meantime, in between time, I just want to give a shout-out to Candidate Pinckney, Down South Entertainment, Dantes of Black Man's Army, who met up with me at the Huff Festival. Pancake breakfast, all of that with DJ Ellery, and the smallest parade in years. I mean, years. Elena Moore for Judge, one band, a few cars. It was kind of scary. Then Down Solid Entertainment, myself. We went to the Latino Festival. Instead of Muni Lot, it was held on East 9th Pier, Voinovich Park, really, behind the Rock Hall with no rides, the 6-foot step ladder with, you know, the little soapbox here. I would like to say I saw a few Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop alumni like Jameer, Twan, Tammy. Got my pina colada. Don't worry, they're like alcoholists, if you want to say it like that. It's just like the juice mixed up together. And the meat pies, I saw Silver. B in the mix. Who shouted out Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, gave it a shout out on stage, and asked the stage host, who was a B-boy, a.k.a. DJ X-Factor, if we could come up on stage, myself and DJ Dollar Rock. And X-Factor, he earns respect of the Latino Festival because the second stage was vacant at the back of everything, close to the end of the pier. But he took it on over, added acts. And much respect for that. Shout out to Monster, who won 3 dance battles and wanted, he'll be headlining a performance at the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. Yes, conservative Lauren, people still do break dance. Now, the Huff Parade cut back. Think about it. Huff Parade was cut back to a point. You had the Ward 10 Councilman Jeff Johnson cancel this festival for this Saturday, scared Cleveland wouldn't have enough security. That's kind of wimpy, but wait a second. Cleveland made relatively $180 million off the RNC, Republican National Convention. So what the did the city, what did they do with the money? I mean, if they ain't put it all RNC police protection, they couldn't have taken a chunk out of that for that, because our city got like a $50 million grant for that. Then again, maybe it's time for us to look back at City Hall and be very skeptical about it. I'm looking at all these ones that came in. I'm going to see what's happening with all these ones. How you doing out there? I'm looking at 10 ones all the way across. Going once, going twice, but I know what it is. You just wanted to call and listen, and I can appreciate that very, very much. Trust me, I can. You know, as I enjoy everything that's going on with this evening, I can take the time and say that I should put it out there because it's the same address that we have our meetings at. For those who want to know, it's the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Spaghetti Dinner and Entertainment. The Black on Black Crime Inc. Spaghetti Dinner and Entertainment at our new office at 15415 Avenue. That's this Saturday from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Donations are $10. You can come through. If you want to get the ticket then, you can. Or you can come on through on Wednesday. when we have our Black Man Army meetings, Wednesdays at 6 p.m. For Black Man Army meetings, 6 p.m. on Wednesdays, and then the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings are at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kipling off Ivanhoe, between East 152nd St. Clair intersection and Euclid Avenue, 44110. As we do that, I'm going to go back here and see what's happening. 216209, you call back. How you doing?
I'm good. I had to call back. I seen something earlier online, and it was Scarface. He was a Jets or something. And this is another reason why I shout out Black House Sound so much, because of the type of music they make. And he was talking about how people are deliberately hiring black artists with lack of knowledge just to water down the whole game and everything that's in it. So you got to be conscious on, you know what I'm saying, you put out and you come to do and what you come to perform and everything. And the reason why I'm harping on this situation, this is somebody that's, you know what I'm saying, in the forefront of the game, explaining the importance of talking with intelligence and not disrespecting somebody that came before you, because in the nature of things, when you disrespect from where you came from, that's like tearing down your own home. So you got to think about what you do, what you say, what you put out here, what you listen to, and everything, because it reflects everyday life, everyday living. Regardless if you think it do personally or not, it's always somebody younger than you watching and trying to pick up on something. So we all have to be conscious of that. And I really have to say that, because I make music, and yes, I do. Not every song is the best song, but it always leaves you with a message. Black Odyssey is always going to leave you with a message somewhere at some point. No matter how ugly it gets, you have to be conscious of what you do. So I'm going to let you go ahead and continue with this show. I had to just at least get that out.
I appreciate that so much, and thanks, brother.
No problem.
You know, that was some real talk right there. Before I go to the 216-417, okay, 216-255, I'm enjoying the conversations already, because it really causes you to think. As a matter of fact, this is interesting to get into the word karma, which is just to basically saying what you put out can come right back. And I mean that like, wow, because last week, George Zimmerman walks into a biker bar. No joke, I'm serious. And according to witnesses, some witnesses, there's different variations, but the main line is he complimented a man, it was a couple of men sitting down, and he complimented a man on his Confederate tattoos. They say another man walked up to him and asked him his thoughts on Trayvon Martin. Now, when the man walked up to Zimmerman and asked him about the case, Zimmerman said, well, the judge found me not guilty. Some people took it as if he was, you know, laughing or what have you. But before he could finish his full thoughts, the white guy, and I think he was a white guy, called George Zimmerman a lover. Okay, you figure that one out. Anyway, and he punched Zimmerman a couple of times before people could get him off of Zimmerman, and then jumped on his motorcycle. And now, I'm like trying to figure this one out, because if Zimmerman is kind of bragging on killing Trayvon in Jacksonville, where it happened, at a biker bar, and a white racist punches him in the face, calling him a lover. I mean, the way Zimmerman stalked Trayvon when cops originally said, stand down on the 911, he ain't no lover of no black folks or nothing. But anyway, I go to Charleston, South Carolina, and the man known as Dylan Roof, 21-year-old, who shot and killed 9 black parishioners, okay, churchgoers, attendees, at a Charleston church, wounded others. He's in a high-security prison. All right, he has 2 guards on him almost at all times. So he's in a shower, and a 26-year-old black inmate, I think Dwayne Stafford, they say the jail cell door malfunctioned. He runs down a couple of floors or what have you and punches Dylan. My thing is, sometimes, even when you think nothing's going to be done, karma does come back. Because if you think about it, I haven't seen anything happen right for Zimmerman. He might not have been put in an electric chair, but let's think about it. Just a few months ago, somebody shot at him at close range in a road rage incident. So it just makes you wonder all the way around. Like I said before, you, I know you all didn't call it Just Hear My Voice. If you all did, there's something wrong with it. So I'm going to go to the 216-417.
216-417. Motley, how's it going?
It's going well. What about you, brother?
Man, I'm just living it up. I love Black Odyssey, you know. I love the information that they giving to the world right now when it comes to their videos, shows, and everything that they doing. I love the fact that they acknowledge Blackout Sound. I'm loving that. And on top of that, I was just calling in to talk about the video that we just did, Take Me to the King, that's on the internet or what have you. I'm so happy about it. And I just can't believe what's happening. Blackout Sound members is starting to really feel what's going on out in the community and seeing the effects of what's happening in the community. And we're trying to convey that and put that on our songs. And it's starting to work. I can't believe it. It's like a miracle. But what's up with you, Mr. Sheriff?
Man, I'm feeling good and I'm feeling great. Whenever you can get out some real information, that's beautiful. So I'm happy. You don't know how happy I am, bro.
Like at the end of the day, a person like you that have the song Walk Like a Man, Talk Like a Man, when it comes to video coming in the next hopefully 30 days or a little bit more, I can't wait till they see what we going to do with that. And then on top of that, CCR2 is about to drop very soon. We in the mix of really mixing everything down properly all the way to the natural fullest of what we can do. And other than that, I'm just calling in to support the show and let people know to go to that new video, and also Pressure, Have a Hold on Me. Check out that track as well. And anything else we doing, check out Alpha Porter Jr. Check out his videos. He had videos from 3 years ago all the way to now. It's a long track history on all of us when it comes to Blackout Sound.
Right.
And people need to really, like, check us out, and they'll see exactly why it seems like we keep talking about the streets. We've been talking about the streets. We've been doing this. Our lyrics and our creativity is starting to catch up to the times, and I'm loving it. I'm loving the creativity, and it all comes from the power of God. If it don't come from God, then we can't do it. And I really believe that. This is Joe Legacy, Motley, and I'm out.
Oh, man, we appreciate it. And as you listen, and before I get to our other couple of phone callers who are on the line, that's a good one for me to, that isn't a good setup for me to do a quick announcement to say the other video, which is on 07-26-16. So if you go to YouTube and go to CCRBHS 07-26-16, you're going to see the video for Pressure. A little bit of a storyline there, and I like that. I also want to say that it was nice yesterday before I went out to the Art McCoy radio show, because we stopped by for the happy 15th pastoral appreciation for Pastor Cecil Gamble Jr. So Pastor Cecil Gamble Jr. and First Lady Gamble. And our thing was 15 years this far by faith. You had the entrance of the honorees, Pastor Cecil Gamble Jr., some nice things. The praise dance team of GMC Morning Glory. You also had the Sunshine Band Choir, GMC Choir, East Cleveland Councilman at Large Nathaniel Martin gave a special proclamation. As I and Art was joined by him for that one, and I just want to give a shout out because that service is held at Greater Mount Calvary. That's Greater Mount Calvary, 10909 Nelson Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio 44105. It's right off East 93rd before you get to Miles, and it's 216-429-2477. So I just wanted to say that it was nice to stop through and be a part of those uplifting festivities. Before I go further down in the phone lines, I do want to say that I appreciate each and everybody who takes the time to call in, because you all really do make up the shows. And before I go to the 216-406, let's see what's happening with 216-255. 216-255. How are you out there?
Good evening, Al. Thank you. Very well. I see we got a press conference tomorrow. Meeting with the city council tomorrow, safety committee, because they're looking over this community police commission and trying to make some changes. They're not following all the recommendations of the community police commission on this enforcement and all this of the consent decree. So, you know, people probably could stop by and hear what Matt Zone, the council president of the safety committee meeting, is trying to do and put on the ballot. So, I mean, they're leaving out certain language, even though the Cleveland police target African-Americans in Cleveland and gays and transgenders need to look over their shoulder too and watch their back. They want to leave that language out as was recommended by the Community Police Commission to leave language in. And there's a number of other things that they're not following recommendations from the Community Police Commission on. So you might want to, you know, if people want to attend that tomorrow, it's just a reminder here, 10 o'clock tomorrow at the second floor of the city hall.
Okay,
and,
city council chambers.
All.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, because you just made some very important points. And since it's close by, I might have to leave the, if it ends like that, Kathy Ray Coleman pretrial, which is at 14A, Judge Lauren Moore, and then I can head over there to the second floor of the council chambers at City Hall at 10 a.m. So thank you, Brother Don.
14A. Let me get that. 14A, and that's tomorrow. What time with Kathy Ray Coleman? 9 o'clock?
That's 9 a.m.
Thank you. I'll try to make
You're
that
welcome.
As well. All righty. Very good. Oh. I'm listening in.
All
Have
right.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thanks for
– You too. And as we leave off – Oh, Don has got me into some trouble before I go to 216-406, because this was one story that I was like flipping quarters, and I said maybe I won't bother it because it might get me into trouble. Then again, maybe I should pull out the 15-foot step ladder for this soapbox, and I promise you I will get to 216-406. This will only take me about a minute and a half, because, you know, last week, Shanae Hannah Desard, 41, of Warrensville Heights, was hit and killed. Murdered in a hit-skip accident when her motorcycle was struck by a vehicle. She lived in Warrensville but worked in Cleveland as a Cleveland police officer. In 2012, Officer Desard choked and stabbed her boyfriend. The city fired her, although the victim survived. 2013, Cleveland fired her, so they finally did something. I know she's melanated in color, black, but there have been some whites that they fired, so nobody at that time really was upset, except arbitration got her job back. But arbitration got her job back. In April of 2016, this year, an appeals court sided with arbitration. Now, Cleveland was appealing it. Now, Officer Hazard's daughter tearfully recounted the past week how thankful her mom was to have her job back. And I'm not insensitive. I really am not. But here's what stood out to me in the something's wrong category, is that although the courts found her back, her mother, who's deceased now. They found her guilty on attacking and almost killing her boyfriend. I think choking and stabbing him, that kind of is what have you. And they sent her to anger management. My thing is, how did arbitration or the appeals court feel that she was still good enough to be a police officer? I mean, does that mean that choking a suspect, if angry, is all right? And if you don't have a knife but a gun, that would be all right? And why are the people that she serves any less than her boyfriend? I mean, I expected a rest in peace. I haven't heard that she had any problems since whatsoever. But to actually think that some people say, well, y'all shouldn't holler Black Lives Matter and this, that, and other because of this, that, and other, and you're causing problems. Well, apparently, maybe there's a reason why it's being hollered, because arbitrators and appeals courts don't feel the poor or black people's lives matter in that case. I'm going to go to the 216-406 phone number. You've been on with me ranting and raving too long. How are you doing?
No, you could have kept going. It's okay. This is... I just love hearing your voice. I love hearing what you got to say. I can picture that stepladder. I mean, I'm visualizing the whole thing. And I do understand what you just said. You know, what I love about this show, Brother Allen, this is Tina, a.k.a. I Am a Superwoman of the I Am a Superwoman Radio Network. Was her crime not a felony, was it, or was it not?
I think it was, because it ended up with her having to go to anger management and what have you. So they found her guilty of doing, you know, I remember that case back then, and had almost forgotten about it until after the tragedy last week.
So we now allow felons on our Cleveland police force?
It looks that way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because, let's put it like this, Brillo, they say if Brillo was found, and I don't think it would have been, it might have been misdemeanor, felony or something like that, but being a drunk and punching his brother out, he would still be able to be a police officer in Cleveland.
Hmm.
Yeah. So that does have to be looked at a lot more.
Ooh, okay. Okay, well, this is what I needed to call in for, because I looked at my clock. I was on another show, and I got another show right after this one, and I'm like, okay, I missed last week. I am not going to miss 2 weeks in a row. I am just not going to let that happen, because
I appreciate
you too much to not support you the way you supported me, so... No matter what's on my agenda, I had to call in tonight. Not to really say anything, but you make me think. You make me think. How many other times has this happened? How many other felons are on our police in our police department that we don't know about, or might know or have forgotten about? We know. There's criminals on the force. Oh, they're going to be coming to my door now. But that's okay.
Yeah. Do like I do. Don't open up.
Okay. I ain't scared of no bill collectors. I ain't scared of no cops. Okay. I'll pay my taxes today. Yeah, but that was a thought provoker right there. That surely was. And thank you. And thank whoever, you know, reminded you, you know, brought that to your attention.
No problem. I think we all do that for each other. And how can we get in touch with you and your network?
The I Am a Superwoman Radio Network. Oh, my God. We are 6 days a week now.
What?
We have a show every single night except for Saturdays. And right now I'm just leaving that open for, you know, maybe an occasional special show or something like that. my plan is I'm working diligently at building my playlist and, you know, getting my interviews all in order. I'm actually going to be, before the end of the year, moving over to Spreaker, Spreaker.com, because it's a larger platform. It gives me more airtime per day, because, you know, Blog Talk only gives you a maximum of one show a day. And that's not good. That's not, you know, I'm growing. So I've kind of outgrown Blog Talk Radio. But I'm really happy to say that we're still syndicated on Spreaker, Vibes Live, Stitcher, and iTunes. We're doing
congratulations.
Okay. But as of right now, we can still be reached at www.blogtalkradio.com/IamASuperwoman2. That's the number 2. And Sunday through Friday, you can call in to 845-277-9243. You can find all of our shows listed on the I Am a Superwoman Radio page on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Yeah. And LinkedIn. I do some promoting on LinkedIn, too. So we're everywhere.
There it is. Thank you so much. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
No problem. As a matter of fact, did you say you still haven't gotten your shirt?
Muted.
Well, I'll tell you what. We still had a shirt for you, so now the whole world knows that you'll be getting a Donna M. Corey T-shirt, so we still have to put that in your hand, so we got that for you.
Run DMC. And I don't apologize for not being able to make it Saturday, but it was my great granddaughter's 3rd birthday party, and you know family comes first.
Well, I think they should. So, with that being said, we got you, and we have some other things coming up, so we will keep you informed.
Gotcha.
You know, no problem. You know something? I'm looking at 216-820. So, before I get to that, I just want to let people know the Blog Talk Radio, like I said, Pastor Thompson, that's Friday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That's a 657-383-0613 phone number on that. And coming up soon, it'll be the Blog Talk Man in the Streets, Hood Tunes Radio. Right now, shoutcast.com. You type in hoodtunesradio.com 24 hours a day. My man Music. Emax, the image is working on making sure that all kinds of music stays on that. But within about a couple of weeks, we got a lot of new songs that we'll be adding into all of our shows. And then there'll be a lot of artists who have not taken care of or been promoting their own music and what they should be doing. They're going to find themselves purged. So it looks like they'll be like the Purge 4. But it'll be done on a radio station right here. 216-820. How you doing out there? 216-820.
All right. How you doing there, Mr. Porter? It's Endo Dub Sack from Black House Sound. Just calling to let everybody know that, you know what I'm saying, still coming soon, CCR2 from Black House Sound. You know what I mean? We got a lot of dynamic music on there. Also be on. Also go on YouTube to check out the two new videos. One is called Pressure, and the other one is called Hallelujah.
I love that, man. I love that. And the
also,
videos.
Like the videos.
Go ahead.
I'm telling you, a lot of them don't know. You know what I mean? When it comes to them videos, you know what I mean. Black House Sound stays persistent when it comes to that. And for all of y'all that's not really recognizing that, y'all need to recognize it because we're doing good things. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to do bigger and better things that'll be coming your way. And we just did something else big, if you didn't know, on the 23rd of July, for all you viewers didn't know. You know what I'm saying? It was the premiere of Talk Now 360 Degrees. You know what I mean? Which is also on DVD. So when you see your local CD man or movie or DVD, whatever, have you, you know what I'm saying, go ahead and cop that as well. But at the same time, once again, you know what I'm saying, Black House Sound, CCR2, coming soon. You know what I'm saying? Real soon, like right around the corner soon. You know what I'm saying? We got some really nice features on there, from the Sheriff to Sister Nyjah to Mr. Milligram to Brother Bang.
I appreciate that very much. And, you know, I just hope and pray that you stay and continue to be consistent like you always have been, because there are just big things going on for all of us. And it's just wonderful to see a person like you with your work ethic, man. So just continue.
Well, it's not just my work ethic. It's a team effort. You know what I'm saying? With myself, the founder, Joe Legacy, you know what I'm saying? The Sheriff, you know what I'm saying? Contributing to a lot. Mr. Milligram appearing, Brother Bang, even Suave Gotti Blessed on a couple tracks. You know, when you do stuff like that, that's when you know that when it comes to collaborational material, you are fortunate.
I'm into that. Thank you very much, because what you just said, it means a whole lot.
Exactly. Exactly. And before I get off the phone, I just want to remind everybody that Cleveland Conscious Rap 1 by Black House Sound is available now, as well as Black House Sound Presents the Sheriff, which is also available. So go out and cop that show. One love, Black House Sound. Peace.
Peace. You know, I'm going to make my attempt to do this next piece, because my man just said some stuff that really got me to thinking. And before I end off the show, you know, when you start thinking, it really does bring things up to a brand new point. Because, you know, I would like to reintroduce myself and let people know that my name is Al Porter Jr., Man in the Streets, Black on Black Crime Incorporated President. There are times, though, I can honestly say I'm not the happiest man all the time, you see. I was 16 years old when my daughter passed at 11 months. But now, finally, I can say her name, Allison Regina. That means I can breathe for my daughter's memory and for mine. And I just wanted to share some things with y'all about me so we can at least maybe learn some things, you know. I can also say that there have been some times I lived a hard heck of a life. So I don't care if you all take health medication, herbal medication, juice and all that stuff. Look out for your health. Just look out for it. You know, I don't care what it is, because there are times I get so busy, I might not look out for my health the way I should. But as Black on Black Crime President, there's no excuse. And I refuse to use that excuse. It doesn't matter what it is, because, like I say, yes, I'm Black on Black Crime Incorporated President. I do BMA Communications, Black House Sounds Affiliate, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Chair, Radio Talk Show Host, Produced Art McCoy's Radio Show. Still don't have that excuse, and I refuse to leave other people with that same excuse either. You know, no matter what, you can change your environment and change your behavior. I'll probably get into more on that note next week. I also need to talk about, yep, Donald Trump is a total loon, and the RTA versus the mayor of Cleveland, and East Cleveland and Cleveland merger. It looks close to happening, but guess what? There are a lot of people on Cleveland who don't plan for that to happen. So with that being said, listening to a song like this, this really sums up my attitude on life right now. Black House Sounds, this is a classic. I love it. Peace. Right now.
Yeah, see, they ain't ready for us.
Yeah, I was watching Roots today.
And they ain't ready for me.
Thinking about Clips of Kente and
some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
It's in the block of getting knocked. The only thing I knew was the block, and everybody else being castrated. He couldn't reach, and now she feel the bug. She sell her soul in the street. She feel the thug, he feel the drug. Of that lie, of that loud pack, of the beer, of that Keisha, and everybody file back. Tell me what you know about that loud pack. I tell you what that loud at, and I tell you what that style at. Yeah, I be instrumented, coming down in Grandy. Say, Mr. Miley, blackout sounds, you know we can. Yeah, I keep on making beats, really off the stand quick. Every time I come, it's critical, I'm off the stand, yeah. But I feel MJ, to the day I feel for Fraction. To back to Martin Luther King, what that happened? My people went to jokes, to an all high, and to sexism. To they feel, to they drop, to the Illuminati. And they play with their body, to any rules. And everybody acting naughty. I done told you from the loose. I told you about the Great Goose. Nothing in the booth. Live a room, I just speak the truth.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain.
When I started, days of old, drop top 9-8. Before the Gucci lame, the Waka Flocka flambés. Out the gate, I spoke real to adults and youth. The critics told me they can't handle the truth. Knowledge of self, my ancestors, they wore crowns. This mental monarch couldn't dumb his words down. If the lie's on the left, I'ma turn right. My neighborhood needs a light just to shine bright. Now when I started, Mayor White was acting white, huh? And the cops would shoot us down on sight. New mayor, but now we taking our own lives. Police now shoot us 137 times. It's real life, and all my people are feeling pain. Refuse to rap the same like Trinidad James. Like Django Unchained, you can bring whips to cause pain. Whip me till I bleed, I'm going against the grain.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
Every morning when I wake up, I'm thinking about a mix-up that's gonna get me messed up. Sometimes I'm thinking about trying to slow up, and I gotta do that or stay strapped. Cause when it comes to this rap, it becomes just another day in the life. But endo dub set, cause I ain't gotta perpetrate my life in the trap. If I say I did it, I lived it, and it's a straight known fact. Cause when these rappers going loud and they song saying that they did that, that's when they play with their demons in the closet doing that real nasty crap. How many times have I told you my career don't involve around that? That'll get you caught in a delicate situation called the dirt nap. In my city, we don't mislead it, coming down trying to cap. We stay away from wannabe gangsters and disrespectful hood rats. So while you sleeping on the house like you gone off that crack, BHS gon' have an alliance bigger than a college frat. And if you don't wanna be looked at as the world biggest sap, then get your head in the right direction and off the next man's lap. Yeah.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
Catch you all next week for the No Excuses episode. So if you got some folks who have excuses in their lives, I don't think they'll want to listen to next week's show. Peace.